You're listening to KGNU's Morning Magazine. I'm your host, Alexis Kenyon. In the aftermath of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade last month, the internet and streets across the country filled with pro-choice activism. Hashtag activism or clicktivism in the last 10 years has transformed left-wing movements, allowing people to express solidarity with each other and connect online. At the same time, for some, there's a growing conversation about the integrity of clicktivism and whether or not it has positive effects on a real-world movement. To talk more about clicktivism and the unique ways social and political movements play out online, I spoke with Dean Freelon, an associate professor at the Hussman School of Journalism Media at UNC Chapel Hill. Dean, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Great. Yeah, sure.
So, Dean, to start, I wanted to get into your research. You've been studying clicktivism or online activism, and one thing that you found is that it plays a much different role on the left compared to the right. On the left, it's really at the core of a lot of social change, but on the right, not so much. Can you tell me more about this?
Yeah, well, actually, so, one of the major differences is that on the right, you've got the right-wing media ecosystem, which is very money-laden network of sites, and they largely are coordinated in terms of the messages that they're pushing out, and the money there is a lot more in evidence. They tend to get better TV ratings, radio ratings, that sort of thing. We talk about the left, you've got a lot more hashtag activism on that side. So from, you know, Fight for 15, Me Too, Black Lives Matter have really come from the left. And so typically the way to the masses tends to be through this kind of grassroots path of pushing hashtags and online memes and slogans and things like that, which is then picked up by the mainstream media and discussed in that way. So Black Lives Matter is a great example of that. You know, Me Too started as an online meme actually, 10 years before the sort of 2017 explosion that was prompted by some journalism in New York or in other places. And so the pathways are quite different, and the ways that people hear about this kind of content is quite different as well.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, some of the critique, especially on left-leaning clicktivists, is that this hashtag activism or clicktivism is kind of a way to brag about your progressive virtues without really getting involved. I think we saw that a lot during the George Floyd protests with the black box on Instagram. I mean, what's your take?
Sure. Well, I mean, I can't really speak for anybody else other than myself. My general opinion of that sort of thing is the research that we review shows that people who engage in so-called clicktivism tend to be people who also engage in other ways, both online and offline. And so there's little evidence that there are people who only do clicktivism. It's sort of a performative way. I mean, I think clicktivism itself is performative, but the issue is when you see somebody's doing that, you don't also see the other things that they're doing that are not as visible. And so I think it's a major assumption, posting a black square is the only thing this person is doing, and that they're only doing it for, you know, self-aggrandizing purposes or to go along with a trend or whatever. I think that's a pretty uncharitable way of looking at things. I think another one of the critiques is that it drowned out the voices of people of color. I think that's somewhat of a different critique. So the kind of your virtue signaling and not doing anything real is one critique. It's drowning out the voices of people of color is a different one that requires a different response. And so there, I think it's, well, if you've already got a platform, well, why don't you share the message of a person of color, somebody who's lift their voices up instead of just your own. And so I think that is another response. And so I think that, at least for me, clicktivism opens up some opportunities to engage in some interesting conversations, because the message is essentially, well, you said you're interested in this, or you said you agree with this, so let's continue on that path and help you get where, you know, we as the movement feel like you need to go if you're not already there. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. So I told you about this over email, but part of the reason I was interested in doing this story is because I had a conversation with one of our interns who was hesitant to get audio and photo from last week's Roe rally at Denver's Capitol because he was worried about coming off as self-aggrandizing, or like he was using the movement just for his own clicks. I mean, what would you tell him? Should he be concerned about that?
Well, I don't. I'm not sure I fully understand your intern's position, because the way you explained it, there's a couple of different things going on. So engaging in clicktivism is one thing, but it seemed like you were saying reporting on it would be considered self-aggrandizing, which I don't understand at all, because like journalism is literally just telling people what's going on. So if it's a protest going on, you're bored on it. I mean, that's just how it works. I think some of this is probably generational, right? I mean, I grew up in, you know, an era where journalism was a pretty well circumscribed area, but, you know, ultimately it's, at least in my opinion, is differentiated from somebody who is not a professional journalist and just goes on social media and writes about it based on the training and the sort of remit of the journalist. So yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So my final question, what do you think is the most impactful type of activism within social movements, online or otherwise?
Well, I think it depends on, one, who you are, and second, what the actual area is. I think one of the most important things people can do is vote, right? So that's everybody from your mayor to your district attorney, all the way up to federal level. But, you know, the other thing too is that whatever it's somebody is engaging in activism on behalf of a group that I'm not a member of, you know, I try to listen to what it is they want. And if it's low effort enough, I try to do it, right? So just giving people what they need to flourish. So, I mean, I think that's just a really huge step in and of itself.
Dean, thank you so much for talking with me.
All right, thanks a lot.
Dean Freelon is an associate professor of Hussman School of Journalism Media at UNC Chapel Hill. You're listening to KGNU.